It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Seth McLaughlin, Washington Times political reporter. His story in today's paper, Romney in demand with GOP hopefuls on stump. Pretty interesting stuff. A few years ago, no one wanted George Bush around, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it seems that Romney has kind of been able to cross that bridge, at least here in the early going of the campaign. And it, like Scott Brown in Massachusetts, he said he'd have no problem being with Romney, and, you know, he kind of showered his intellect on the economy. And Senator Heller out in Nevada also said some of the same stuff, and these guys are in two kind of some of the most closely watched races out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he is kind of bringing everyone into the fold. And then there's also the conservative voices such as Steve King out in Iowa, who they almost reflect what we saw as far as some of the endorsements recently, a recognition that Romney's going to be the guy, and if he is going to be the guy, we will campaign with him. So, you know, there's different levels of enthusiasm of having Romney come to their districts, but the big thing here is that no one's really running away from him.
Yeah. Now, the Obama campaign would say, would probably speak a little differently of the whole situation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they tried to, and, you know, they made the case, tried to make the case that Republicans are running away from Romney, and they put it into Governor Snyder out in Michigan and Senator Heller, actually, in Nevada, and it didn't completely match up because, Governor Snyder did endorse Romney, and, you know, from my story yesterday, you can tell that Heller has no problem campaigning with Romney.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of, you know, like you said, no one wanted to be seen with Bush a few years ago. When you're the incumbent, you have a lot more targets on your back than if you're running for the first time, and I think Obama's getting a taste of that this time around.
Yeah, sure is. I was going to say, let's flip the coin. Who wants or doesn't want to be seen with Obama?
Right. Well, you know, probably what you're going to have is we'll get a better indication, and depending on how this whole thing unfolds, but you want to look at those swing districts where Obama is more of a controversial figure. Of course, Democrats from strongly Democratic districts will probably have no problem appearing with the president, but it's the swing districts that really count.
Just think, it'd be a great new game show. Who wants to be seen with the nominee?
Yeah, it would be interesting. Would you host something like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I'd bring you on so you could help out as a as an expert on campaigning.
No problem. I can do that.
What are you doing now? You're going to follow Romney around the campaign trail?
Well, we're going to let this thing develop a little bit and cover it from Washington for now.
Yeah.
But basically what's going on is it seems that Romney, at least today, is following President Obama's footsteps, almost pulling a Newt Gingrich. If you remember, Newt said he would follow the president around and rebut what he said at different places. So the president was in Ohio yesterday, and he had some criticism of Republicans on Capitol Hill shutting down the so-called Buffett rule, you know, as we know would be a minimum 30% tax on millionaires. And so Romney's actually going back to, I believe it's the same town in Ohio today, and I assume he's going to throw a jab in Obama's direction. And yesterday, Romney was in North Carolina in what the campaign billed as a pre-buttal to Obama's address to the Democratic National Convention later this year, actually 4 months away. And in that, he basically clearly laid out what he sees as the president's failures, particularly the unemployment rate being at least 8% for the last 30-plus months, or whatever the figure is he does with it.
Yeah, I saw that he also started running some ads down in North Carolina, really hitting on Obama and his record. So I was encouraged a little bit because I didn't know what direction they were going to take. And there's nothing really negative about the ad, I mean, hitting on character or anything. It's just, hey, you know, let's talk about your record.
Yeah, Obama's going to have a much different go-around this time as opposed to 2008, because there's just more things that could be pinned to him. And as president, you know, whether you are actually responsible for certain things or not, you own things. And he's going to learn that this campaign, and obviously Romney is going to take advantage of that, and you see that in those ads down in North Carolina. And, you know, he's picking North Carolina for a reason, North Carolina being one of those potential swing states that could, you know, go a long way in determining who emerges victorious in the November election.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a couple of the other candidates very quickly. Gingrich, we're not hearing a lot out of, other than the fact there's a story today saying that he's still getting Secret Service coverage at $38,000 a day. Why? And we haven't heard a whole lot from Ron Paul lately.
Ron Paul was up in Rhode Island the other day for a rally, or it's coming up, and he also had one in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ron's kind of, as we've been saying all along, he's kind of a message candidate, and so I think Representative Paul is going to stick with that. He still has a loyal band of supporters that are going to show up when mm-hmm. he shows up. And he's going to drive his limited government message, you know, forward. And then with Newt, I mean, Newt, it seems like Newt has no intention of dropping out either, even though I believe his campaign is basically bankrupt.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess Newt sees he's going to be able to get something else out of this, perhaps, if he sticks in the race. You know, I'm not sure how that goes, but I do know he had a bit of an embarrassing headline maybe a week ago or so where one of his campaign checks actually bounced in Utah.
Yeah, I know.
For $500.
Yeah, I know.
So that kind of tells you where Newt's campaign is at. But, you know, Newt is a flamethrower, and I'm sure we'll hear some more stuff from him before this is all said and done.
Yep. All right, Seth, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks. Seth McLaughlin of the Washington Times, 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.